Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for December 25th. God uses trials to make himself known. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." John 9:1-3. Has anyone in your family ever gotten blind as he or she grew older? It's just natural that some older people will lose their eyesight over time. Are you afraid that might happen to you? Well, being blind isn't easy, but it's what God has in store for some of us. Some people are even born blind, like the man whom Jesus healed in John 9. This man had never seen anything. Since the day he was born, he was blind. Now, think about the doctors and nurses at a normal hospital in your town today. If a baby's born with a limitation, a handicap, or a birth defect, or even an eating problem, do the doctors and nurses decide that must be a morally bad baby? Do they assume that his parents must have messed something up really bad? Do they think a newborn blind baby is the one to blame for his own blindness? Would they write a mean note on his birth certificate and label that baby no good? Well, of course not. What would they do? They'd try to help the baby and treat the baby kindly. The last thing that they would think of would be to say it's the baby's own fault that he had been born with something wrong. Yet that was the mentality of the people in Jesus' time. They really wondered if this man had been born blind because of some sin he or his parents might have committed or might commit in the future. It's true that sometimes God uses physical problems to chastise, to discipline, or to punish his children so that they'll repent of their sins and walk closer to him. But it's not for humans to judge whether that's what's going on when one of our friends gets sick or when we hear about someone who has physical problems. In the case of this blind man, Jesus answered his disciples' question by saying that, no, this man had not sinned, nor his parents. Maybe that's the case for some people, but not for him. Jesus said that the real reason this man had been born blind was so that God would be able to glorify himself through his blindness. When Jesus healed this man, it showed something of who Jesus is and what he is capable of doing. What he's able to do. It may even be possible that God could have many reasons for putting us through difficult trials. For example, maybe you have an illness that's held you back so far behind in schoolwork that you're going to have to start the same stuff all over again next year. Could be difficult to think of having to redo everything you've already started during this school year. Emotionally, that'd be hard news to take. Especially if you're still feeling physically ill. Well, it might be true. God might be trying to send you a wake-up call about some sin that's been becoming a bad habit for you. Maybe he's trying to slow you down enough to think about your life and how your relationship is with him. Or it could be that God wants to teach you how to encourage other people in similar situations. Or perhaps he wants you to make some wonderful new friends in a different grade at school next year. Or he may just want to use your life as a walking testimony, a truthful personal story of who he is and what he's able to do for his people. Maybe there are other possible reasons why you're facing a really difficult trial like that. Or maybe you've been given your problem or problems for all of the above reasons. God may be working in your life through a trial just so that he can show his power and his love in a public way. He wants people to know about how great he is. He wants people to know how good he is. Only God knows perfectly what he is perfectly working in each of our lives. He is perfectly fair, but he's not perfectly predictable. We can't guess what he's thinking or why he's doing something. But we can always trust his wisdom and his actions. Sometimes God tests us.